This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here one more day this week with our special guest, Anthony Fiola, who is the Director of Adult Discipleship at Christ the King Parish here in Ann Arbor and has had lots of experience in on a diocesan level and other parishes helping the church embrace and walk as disciples, which is really the fundamental mission of the church, is to go make disciples of all nations. And Anthony's married to a wonderful woman named Anna, and they have five beautiful children. And they are models for me, just in a basic day-to-day walking out discipleship in Jesus. So welcome back, Anthony.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so we were talking about how do we know we're growing in the Holy Spirit? Some of that is being attentive to the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. So what kind of things start happening? We can summarize them quickly, you know, as the Spirit is growing. So we get a sense of, am I growing in the Holy Spirit? You know?
Yeah, there's obviously many things we could talk about, but what my heart goes to is the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, where the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Mm-hmm. These are all things within our character, within the heart of who we are. Mm-hmm. Are those things beginning to grow in our lives? If so, there's an indication there that you're growing in life in the Spirit, in that area of character and integrity and holiness. There's also, we could talk about the outward gifts of the Spirit. As you come into union with the Lord, there are different giftings that will begin to flow out of your life through the Holy Spirit. We could talk through all the ones in 1 Corinthians 12, words of knowledge, you know, tongues, interpretation of tongues, word of wisdom, so on and so forth. But there's also just a growing hunger for the Word of God, not just to read it rotely, but to apply what I read. You know, in the very first day when we were talking together, I quoted out of Matthew 7, right? Why do you call me Lord, Lord? And that was a strong statement from Jesus. And what follows that is he talks about the wise man who builds his house on the rock and the foolish man who builds his house on the sand. And Jesus essentially says there that the wise man is the one who hears and does what I say. Mm-hmm. So are you growing in that, the hearing and the doing of the Word of God? That's an indication that the Spirit of God is working in your life. Is serious sin beginning to be crucified in my life? Is there a grace of repentance from sin? Things that I think maybe are little or maybe big, whatever you think there, but am I growing in that? Am I turning away from sin? These are all, I would say, indications that you know, Jesus is Lord in those mm-hmm. areas of my life, and the Spirit of God is working there. It doesn't mean it's over. Like, we're constantly growing in holiness. It's a lifelong response to the Lord. Mm-hmm. But that's how I would answer that.
Yeah, and it's a cooperation with the Lord's total commitment to forming us into His image, preparing us to meet the Father face-to-face, and preparing us for heaven, into coming into the completeness of who we are, become partakers of the divine nature, as Peter says, which is just so amazing and is really the full satisfaction and of the fullness of human life, you know, and what we were made for. But it gets to the grand and the glory. It has moments where we have peak moments, but it's mostly lived out day to day, like at home and in the family and a marriage and all that kind of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'd say the grace of the sacrament of marriage has helped me grow in holiness often. You know, when you get come together in that one flesh union under the lordship of Jesus in your marriage, and you begin to walk that out together with your spouse, there's a iron sharpening iron kind of thing, a friction maybe, if you want to call it that, that starts to happen, that as we're living close together and doing life together, it has a tendency to pull out of me those things that maybe are not completely sanctified yet. Mm-hmm. My bad attitudes, the way I've spoken to my wife in a harsh way, in a harsh tone, or maybe in other ways, you know, just not treating her as the daughter of God that she is. Mm-hmm. And we could go through many things, but there have been numerous times in my marriage where the Holy Spirit comes and convicts my heart and says, Anthony, you should not have treated your wife like that.
That's happened to me too a few times, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
And I would, quick, once I realized it, and die to myself, die to my need to be right.
Yeah.
Walk in and say, you know what, honey, I'm sorry, I repent. I should not have said that. Yeah. Will you please forgive me? And
to say, wait a minute, it's as much her fault as it is mine. or you know, so petty like that, you know. Or she doesn't, how come she doesn't ask me for forgiveness more? You know what I mean? Yeah. Just silly stuff
I'm
like
not
that.
Not going to say anything flesh, until yeah. she says it first.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, as the husband, as the father of the home, I'm called to lay my life down like Jesus, according to Ephesians chapter 5, what St. Paul says there. And that's ultimately the question. How am I laying my life down for or what I just did? Was it purely selfish mm-hmm. for my own pleasure, for my own good? Or just a bad moment? You know, you're tired, frustrated, and just words fly, things happen. And I would say one of the most powerful moments for me is when I get on my knees in my living room and just repent in front of my wife and my kids if I've been like that and ask them to pray for me. And I just feel this, often I've felt just a sense of the love of the Holy Spirit come. And there's a healing that not only happens in me, but in the whole family, because I responded to the Lordship of Jesus in that area. I remember years ago, I'll tell you this quick story. I was living my life in mission. I was working full time. Life was crazy. Life was really busy. And I remember sitting in the parking lot getting ready to pick up my wife from her job and just praying through some of the struggles I was going through. I think I was praying about prioritizing my life, like how do I prioritize family? How do I prioritize mission? How do I prioritize all these things? And as I was sitting there looking out of the front window of my car, a scripture just came up in my heart, Ephesians chapter 6. Where St. Paul says, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but raise them in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. And what the Holy Spirit highlighted that day was, fathers, raise your children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. I just felt that piercing love mm-hmm. of the Holy Spirit come in and say, that's you. That's your primary calling right now, to raise your family. And instantly, it was like this clear vision. I knew exactly what needed to be pruned in my life, some of the busyness, some of the activity, so that I could turn my heart towards the domestic church, towards my home. And that changed everything for us in that season. But that is also an example of the Lordship of Jesus. It's not only about saying yes to going to nations. It's about saying yes to the Lord right here, right now, in these little character issues that I have, or these priorities that are all out of whack. And the Lord saying, I want you to come in. I want you to walk it out this way. I want you to prune these things that you, these are good things, but you need to prune them for right now so that you can bear more fruit where you need to bear fruit. And that season of my life, it was my family.
Yeah. Yeah. In some ways, the family can be the place of greatest challenge.
For sure.
Because people outside the family might listen to you more. more consistently or what, like with greater openness, like, yeah, you know, tell me more, you know, and family life isn't like that. So that can be very discouraging.
Yeah, you're very familiar with one another.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, another dimension about you taking responsibility, you know, and repenting, which is really important. And that's one of the things that just always pricks the will. And it's an indicator of how am I growing?
Yeah.
The Lord, you know, and then the other thing is extending forgiveness. That's also a very big deal.
Yeah, I think another indicator, just to go off of that real quick, that I'm being led by the Holy Spirit right now, that it does require me to pick up a cross and die to something mm-hmm. that will bring me closer to Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. The I've seen many, many people over the years in different ways, in different places who I've met, who are just find it impossible to forgive, in the sense of the, I can't forgive this person. And it puzzles me at times, you know? I mean, I know there's a process and all that that can be worked out, but I'm talking about more, even on a more serious level, like people are stuck there and they're mentally, emotionally struggling with many things in their life. And it's another place where, can I trust the Lord by forgiving someone who's hurt me or disappointed me in some way? And we can become so deceived that hanging on to that is something like a lifeline for us, you know, or some, it's just the absolute opposite, you know?
Yeah. It's poison.
Yeah.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And as you began the week, you said all these things that we now have talked about all week long, they're just impossible without the Holy Spirit. And with the Holy Spirit, they can all be done. That is, authentically from the heart, facing the fear, facing the pain, facing the having to let go, because we're surrendering and beginning to walk in the way of the Lord, in the footsteps of the Lord, because we learn to trust God, even though it's scary.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if we just have a minute or two left. I wonder if we just, you lead, help lead up people in a prayer. Maybe we began with the Lordship of Jesus and full of life in the Spirit, the beautiful story you shared. Would you lead our friends in that who are maybe listening? And
sure. So right there, wherever you are, I just want to invite you to open your heart to the Holy Spirit and just say, please come, Holy Spirit. And I would invite you just to say this prayer after me out loud, wherever you are, driving in your car, maybe walking, listening to it in on your iPad. Just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I believe that God has highly exalted you and given you a name that is above every other name. And that at your name, you're inviting every knee to bow and every tongue to confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And I invite you, Holy Spirit, to give me the grace to not only say that Jesus is Lord of my life, but to live that Jesus is Lord of my life too. Right now, I give you free access, total and free access to every area of my heart and my mind. And I ask you to be Lord and to fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit to live the way you've called me to live. In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. That's a beautiful prayer. And friends, keep praying that prayer every day. And the Lord will prove himself faithful, because he is more desirous to lead each one of us into fullness of life and joy than we are even for ourselves.
Amen.
And he's faithful, and his word is true. God bless you. Have a blessed weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.